Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Yoav Keren, who's CEO at Brand Shields, and by John Taylor, who's non-executive director at Two Shields. How are you today, gentlemen?
Very well, Zach. Pleasure to be talking to you again.
Right, I'll start off with Yoav, because I think he's in the more exotic location today. Brand Shields is brand protection. Could you tell us about that and what you're going to be doing with Two Shields?
Yes, of course. So Brand Shield is listing on AIM through an RTO process, taking over Two Shields, which is one of our investors. Brand Shield is a brand protection and online threat hunting solution provider. We basically developed a cybersecurity technology that deals with threats that are outside the firewall. And we detect impersonation, phishing, fraud, and counterfeits. And then we take them down.
So all this area has obviously been highlighted by work from home, the pandemic, and all the other nightmares that we've had so far this year. How big a market is it, and what's your USP in terms of this market?
Sure. So first of all, the market that we're active in is the threat intelligence market. It is expected to reach about $13 billion US dollars in 2023. It's growing at about 20% a year. We're growing faster than that. And we are focusing in the brand protection and online threat hunting space, which is basically a comprehensive solution from detection through the takedown. That's quite unique. When I said the threat intelligence, right? So this is just intelligence letting people know what's happening. We're closing the loop. And that's kind of the, I would say that that's what's unique about Brand Shield. That's definitely the connection and the efficiency with detecting the right intelligence that you can go after, and those really high threats for companies from these impersonations and phishing and fraud activities online, and closing the loop by taking them down.
Right, you've got quite a unique offering. How do companies know the difference between you and let's say the conventional cybersecurity or any other competitors you may have out there?
Well, first of all, traditional cybersecurity deals with threats that are within the firewall, that are basically controlled on systems that are controlled by the CISO, the Chief Information Security Officer. So it's on their systems, on their cloud, on their servers, and things like that. We deal with the threats that are outside of the firewall. They happen out there on someone else's servers, on social media, on some hosting service, somewhere out there, and they don't have a control. So today, the traditional cybersecurity solutions do not give them a solution for what we do. And moreover, even if they get some intelligence, they don't know how to take it down. The competitors in the field would have differences from us in different levels, and we can maybe talk later about why are we better. But the way for companies to hear about us is through our marketing. We've been doing this in a small level until now. That's one of the reasons that we are listing on AIM and having a placing to increase our marketing and sales and get the word out there so more people know about Brand Shield, about the solution that we can provide them.
So it would appear that you're unique because you deal with threats outside the firewall, so that keeps it simple. Have you raised enough, you think, in order to get yourself over the line in terms of marketing and then the revenues that will come in after that?
Yes, definitely. So we've raised enough. This is what we've wanted to raise, and we are our plan. This is enough for us to hit, break even and profitability. It's a matter of choice, because now it's not necessarily the time to break even, but it's actually the time to put more into marketing and sales and grow the company very fast. That's what we are trying to do. And we believe also that the listing on AIM, it will be providing us with a high profile that will help the overall marketing and activity that we're planning to do.
I presume that also the ongoing, you know, still, I mean, even if there's a cure for COVID tomorrow, you still have people working from home, and the shift has been towards the domestic area, which is obviously more vulnerable. In terms of your business model, though, I take it it's services and software, it's a SaaS model, and it's not something that's at a price point that most organizations can cope with, let's say.
So first of all, I want to address two things. One of what you're talking about, the model, and we'll also address the COVID-19. I think it's very important to understand what's happening. We are a company that has recurring revenues. So it's a subscription model, SaaS, usually annual contracts, auto-renewing. So it's, you know, it's an ongoing revenue of the company. This is how you also measure it, by the annual recurring revenue. It is one of the strengths is that it's very easy to subscribe. There's no need for an integration of our solution, of our system. So companies can just easily subscribe to it, start using it as a solution for them. That takes out an important barrier. Many times when you want to sell, you know, cybersecurity related solutions that are within the firewall or IT solutions, they require integration. And we can integrate, but we don't have to. And that's a big difference. So they can get a feed from our system, but they don't need to integrate it. And that's a big big advantage. Now, you've kind of said something about what's happening in the COVID-19 and working from home. So look, we're going through a significant digital transformation worldwide since March, since this is hitting everyone. One of the major changes is in e-commerce. And it's quite amazing. The data is quite amazing. In 25 years of internet, and I've been involved all that time in the internet, in with our previous company in BrandShield, the e-commerce has grown to be about 14% of total commerce in the US in 25 years. Within the first 3 months of the lockdown, second quarter of 2020, it reached over 20% of e-commerce. It grew by 40% in 3 months. It's just amazing to see that. And naturally, once that happened, all the bad guys are just going after it, right? So you see impersonation, phishing, fraud, counterfeits, everything happening in a surge. Just earlier this year, we published a report together with Levi's, well, one of our customers for several years, and they suffered during the first 2 months of the lockdowns from a surge of phishing sites and fraud sites, over 100% increase. We detected them and we took them down. And that's just an example to what many other companies were suffering and still suffering during this crisis. It's not gonna go away, and it hits different industries. And I think one of the things that happened is that our solution became a must-have. If your mainstream of revenues is coming from online, if your marketing is online, whether you provide services or products or whatever you do, you're being hit. You're being hit with the threats that we know how to detect and take down. And therefore, we believe that in the next 2-3 years, almost every company will need a solution like ours, and we are well positioned to lead that market.
Right, so just a few quick questions, a quick mini points. Your margins, I take it, are relatively high. You're a scalable business, and you're suitable for a minnow like ShareTalk or IBM or whoever. It doesn't make any difference what the size of the company is. You would tailor your offering to that particular company.
Oh yeah. So first of all, from a scalability perspective, it's a SaaS where our infrastructure is cloud based. So it's built to grow exponentially. There's no issue to grow very fast from a technical perspective and all other perspectives of the company. We've also While we're still small, we have the experience where we build the infrastructure internally with processes and the way we work to get, you know, to grow faster. And we did that. We've grew by 5 times in 2.5 years. So if you look at our numbers at the end of H1 of 2020, we grew in 30 months before that by 5 times. That's pretty amazing. So
you think with extra marketing, you'd be able to, you know, even perhaps accelerate in the next 30 months, accelerate what you've done in the past 30 months?
Oh, definitely. That's what we're, so, you know, until the end of 2017, in a sense, I was the only sales guy in the company, and we were really selling kind of word of mouth. We've hired our chief revenue officer. Back then, Itai Gunmore, with a lot of experience, and joined us. And then we added a little bit more people. We had a very limited budget for marketing and sales. And we still doing that. We grew very fast. We've built the infrastructure for getting more and more of our sales through digital, through online. And in March, we were forced to do only that. And that actually, we were ready. We were already kind of accelerating at that point our activity online. That came in the right, in our point, we were ready. And it's just grew very fast, continued since. Also, one of the things that we've seen during this crisis is that we have, it accelerated the sales cycles of companies. That's one of the things.
Okay, I just want to bring John into the picture, if I can, at this point. John, you're the stock market man, let's say, a non-executive director at Two Shields. What is the timetable going forward now after the RTO?
So look, as we announced in the RTO announcement, the Two Shields Investments has got a general meeting on the 27th of November. We're going through a share consolidation, 200 for one. That will happen on the last day of November. And then 1st of December, the consideration shares to the Brand Shield shareholders, and indeed the shares going to the new investors, will be listing on the market on the 1st of December. And that's the day also that Two Shields Investments will cease to exist, and we will be renaming the enlarged entity is Brand Shield Systems PLC. So in effect, Two Shields will cease to be an investing company, and this is now an operating company, really all about Brand Shield going forwards.
But you'll still have a couple of legacy investments or businesses in Brand Shield?
Yeah, that's right. You know, as I said, the story is all about Brand Shield going forwards. But we've got just under an 11% shareholding in a company called WeShop, social commerce play. It recently raised £9 million on its own, and it's off on its own IPO adventures. And we've got a couple of legacy things sort of left over from Two Shields in the commodity space that we quite like the look of. But those will just be very much contingent upside assets off the main effort here, which is Brand Shield going forwards. And I think it makes absolute sense in terms of us as an investing company now going through this reverse process with Brand Shield. We've been invested in Brand Shield since 2017. We've seen the growth rate and the growth that's happened, as Yoav said before, almost, you know, with a complete lack of marketing. Now, they've managed a compound annual growth rate of around about 83% over the last few years. The pipeline is tremendous. And that annual recurring revenue figure just continues to grow. So we've been very excited about this. I think this has got the ingredients of a fantastic story for the AIM market. And I think it just makes eminent sense for us to, you know, reverse what we see as just a fantastic high growth company. The pipeline's very strong. And Yoav's built up, and his team have built up, a client list of around about 70 clients, some Fortune 500 companies. The spend from the fundraise is largely discretionary in terms of accelerating that marketing effort. You know, we could be break even now, but we want to grow, and we want to grow fast. And in terms of the fundraise, I think view that in the context as well, that this is not a pre-revenue business. Brand Shield is well into
revenue already, you know, at the end of H1 2020, around about the $3 million mark. So this really provides the accelerant, we hope, to get from 300 clients, or sorry, from 70 clients now, say, to, you know, 250, 300 within a reasonable space of time. And with the revenues being 100% SaaS coming into the company and, you know, auto-renewing, you know, we'd certainly hope to pick up some very healthy multiples on the back of that ARR figure.
And would this, the brand protection business, would you be looking to expand from that, or is this your speciality and you're happy in that directly in that space?
I think there is room for consolidation in the whole market going forward. But in terms of cybersecurity businesses, I think as the unique selling point of this is that this is not a cybersecurity business. It's pretty complex that you have to integrate into your systems, that customers really worry about in terms of the level of integration. It's quite separate from that. This is dealing with a threat that probably most companies don't even know exists. And if they do, they have no idea how to tackle it. So we don't want to kind of muddy that message by, you know, becoming some kind of, you know, integrated cybersecurity business. But going forward, you know, who knows, that the Brand Shield does this better, we believe, than any other competitors in this space. So there may be room for consolidation in that market going forwards. But, you know, we've got more clients to find. The client list is building quickly, the pipeline strong, and we think we've got something unique that once you sell it to a client, they stay customers because they can see on a day-to-day basis the value that the system is providing. They can see the value of the fraudulent sites that are being taken down. So once you've got them on board, they tend to stay on board. And getting them on board is a reasonably simple process too. The pitch is very compelling because the systems run against the brand you're pitching to, so they can see the plethora of threats out there. And therefore, you know, because there is no integration, that sales cycle is compressing all the time for small, medium, a matter of days. You know, and even large conglomerates are, from the point of an inquiry into Brand Shield, you know, signing large annual recurring revenue contracts within the space of, you know, a few weeks.
Yoav Keren, CEO of Brand Shield, and John Taylor, NED at Two Shields. Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.